Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students, although other students might find it useful. How to pronounce the ED ending. The ED ending in English is used in some adjectives and in the affirmative form of the past simple of regular verbs. It has three different pronunciations. One, t, two, d, three, id. But I am going to recommend you practice two of them so we can hear your dental ending clearly. But first of all, we never pronounce the e in the ED ending. We say, are you married? Are you married? Yes, I am. No, I am not. Married, not married. Are you worried? Are you worried? ¿Estás preocupada? ¿Estás preocupado? Not worried. 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 Yes, I am very worried. No, I am not worried. I am just asking. We played ball on the beach last Sunday. Played. Not play it. Ugh. Played. Played. Or played, like with a T, okay? Strong ending. Or the word bored. I'm bored. I'm bored. It's not bored. It's bored. Bored. I'm bored. It's not. It's boring. It's boring. The movie, the film, the book. But I'm bored is I am. Very bored. I'm going to fall asleep. We watched a great movie yesterday. We watched a great movie yesterday. Not watch it. Blah. Watched. Watched. Or mum washed her car yesterday. My mum washed her car yesterday. Washed. Washed. Not washed, washed, watched, washed, watched, washed. Okay, so the idea is we never pronounce the e in the ed ending, never. And here is my advice for elementary students. Always do a strong dental sound at the end of the verb in the past simple. Do a T. Do a T. Because if you do a D, the D is less strong. D. 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 And the D is less strong. Es menos fuerte. So, if your D is very weak, si la D es muy flojita, we will hear a present, and then that's a problem because you are speaking in the past. So, for instance, what is the past of to look? Do a T to indicate that it is in the past. Looked, looked, k, t, k, t, looked. What is the past of to receive? Receive. I recommend you do a T for the ED. Received. Received. Because a D is difficult. Listen. Received. Received. It's difficult for many people, not for everybody. So you can say, received, received, or received, received. And you do the T and it's okay. So now to the rule and the whys. A la regla y a los porqués. The rule and the whys. First, number one. If the last sound in the infinitive of the verb is a voiceless consonant, consonante sorda, the ed is pronounced t, as in looked, looked, k, 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 a voiceless consonant. So the ed is a t, looked. Why? Because the sound T is a voiceless dental. They match. You see? In the infinitive, you have, at the end of the infinitive, you have a voiceless consonant. And then, what do you pronounce, T or D? Well, pronounce the voiceless dental. The voiceless dental is T. Examples. Stop. The P is voiceless. P, p, p. Your vocal cords do not vibrate. The P is voiceless. So the past of to stop, p, p, voiceless. The past of to stop is stopped. Stopped. Pt, pt. Stopped. Ask. The k is voiceless. Your vocal cords do not vibrate. Voiceless. Es sorda. La k es sorda. K. So I need to use a t for the ed. K-t. K-t. Asked. 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 Stopped. Asked. Stopped, asked. So, in number one, we pronounce a T for the ED because the previous sound, the last sound in the infinitive, is a voiceless consonant. Okay? In number two, if the last sound in the infinitive is a vowel, vocal, a vowel, or a voiced consonant, o una consonante sonora, or a voiced consonant, the ed is pronounced as a d, d, as receive. V is the last sound in the infinitive. V is voiced because your vocal cords vibrate. So, the dental sound has to be voiced. Received, received. They match. Okay? Example. Play. Which is the last sound in play, in the infinitive, in play? A, A. That's a vowel. So you need to pronounce the ED as a D. Played, played. But if this is very difficult, do a T. Plate, plate, okay? Receive, receive. V is a voiced consonant. So we need a D for the ED. Received, received. But if this is difficult, do a T. Received, received. Okay? Now, if you do a T instead of a D, si haces una T en vez de una D, it's not very problematic because you need to pronounce the dental sound that characterizes the regular verbs in the past simple, in the affirmative statements in the past simple. So, if you do a dental sound after the infinitive, you will make sure that people understand that you are using the past. If your dental sound is not clear, people will think that you are speaking in the present. And that's a mistake in an oral exam. And that's a communication problem in real life. Okay? If you want to use the past, but you don't pronounce the ending, the dental ending, clearly, people will think you're speaking in the present. Okay, so case number one, voiceless consonants, a T, okay? P is a voiceless consonant and the ED is a T. Stopped, stopped. Asked, asked. Case number two, when the verb ends in a vowel or a voiced consonant, then you need a D. But you can forget about this and pronounce a T. Okay, always a T. No E, no E, only a dental sound. Okay, but now there is one exception, case number three. Because if the verb ends in a dental, end, the verb to end, terminar, to end, una película. If you do end t, it's very difficult. Two dentals together is very difficult. So you need to insert a vowel support. And that vowel is not A. The vowel is E. So that is why case number three is that the ED is pronounced id. For example, start becomes started, started, not started. That's terrible. No, that's not correct. It's started, started. Or to download, the past is downloaded, downloaded. Okay? Because download ends in a dental. Okay? So you need a vowel support. Now, how can you know if a consonant is voiced or voiceless? How can you find out if a consonant is voiced or voiceless? Touching your throat. Touching your throat. Throat is garganta. Of course, you cannot touch your throat. You touch your neck to feel your throat. Te tocas el cuello para sentir la garganta. So, putting your fingers on your throat, on your neck, but to feel your throat, okay? Do you notice the vibration? The vibration? Locate your vocal cords. Localiza entonces las cuerdas vocales. Where you can feel the vibration, okay? Where is the vibration? Touch. Touch your throat. Okay. So all the vowels are voiced. Okay? All the vowels are voiced. So play is played. You need to pronounce a D. But if you are an elementary student, you can pronounce a T. It's okay. Don't worry. So play, played. Or play, played. Then, about the consonants, some consonants are voiced, some vibrate, and some consonants are voiceless. They do not vibrate. So, for example, F, F, touch your neck. Your vocal cords do not vibrate, okay? F is voiceless. Also, don't say B because E is voiced, okay? Say only the sound of the consonant. P, p, p. So the P is voiceless. K, k, k. No vibration. So the K sound is voiceless. See? This is how you can find out if they are voiced or voiceless. Now we're going to pronounce the regular verbs you need to learn to pronounce very, very well, okay? Listen and repeat, okay? pronunciation exercise. Number one, verbs ending in voiceless consonants, okay? Walk, k, walked, walked. Talk, k, talked, talked. Ask, k, asked, asked. Park, k, parked, parked. Bark, k, barked, barked. Look, k, looked, looked. Book, k, booked, booked. Like, k, liked, liked. Work, k, worked, worked, worked. Now some verbs end in P, P, in the sound, not the infinitive, in the sound P. Listen and repeat. Stop, p, okay, p is the last sound. Stop, stopped, stopped. Type, p, typed, typed. Tap, p, tapped, tapped. And all the voiceless sibilants, okay, are also voiceless. Use, s, use, s. Used, used. Miss, s, missed, missed. Dance, s, danced, danced. Guess, s, guessed, guessed. Pass, s, passed, passed. Cross, s, crossed, crossed. Dressed, wait, sorry. Well, get dressed. Here it's like an adjective, okay? Dressed, dressed. Relax, x, relaxed, relaxed. Watch, ch, watched, watched. Match, ch, matched, matched. Wash, sh, washed, washed. Finish, sh, finished, finished. Now examples for the second block. Verbs ending in a vowel and verbs ending in a voiced consonant. You need to pronounce a D, but if you can't, pronounce a T. It's more important to pronounce a T, a dental ending, than not to pronounce anything. Okay, because then the verb becomes a present. Examples with verbs ending in a vowel sound in the infinitive. Play, a, played, played. But you can say played. Try, I, tried, tried. But you can say tried. Cry, I, cried, cried. But you can say cried. Pay, a, paid, paid. But you can say paid. Study, e, studied, studied. But you can say studied. And now, verbs ending in a voiced consonant in this second block. If the verb ends in a voiced consonant, the ed is pronounced as a d, but you can say a t to make sure people understand you're using the past. For example, rain. N is the last sound in the infinitive, right? Your vocal cords vibrate. Rain. Vibrate. Okay? So, rain. Rained. Rained. But you can say rained. Phone. Phone. Phoned. Phoned. But you can say phoned. Listen. Listened. Listened. But you can say listened. Arrive. Arrived. But you can say arrived. Arrived. Okay? Arrived with a D. Arrived. Arrived with a T. Arrived. Arrived. Receive. Receive. Received. Received. But you can say received. Received. Drive. Drive. Drived. Drived. But you can say drived. Drived. Live. 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 Lived. Lived. But you can say lived. Lived. Love. Love. Loved. Loved. But you can say loved. Travel. It vibrates. Okay? Travel. Travel. Traveled. Traveled. But you can say traveled. Traveled. Call. Call. Call is not cold. Okay? Call. Llamar. Call. Called. Called. Not cold. Cold is frío. No, tener frío. I'm cold. Called. Me llamaba, me llamaban. Called, o llamado. You can also say called, called, instead of cold, cold. And then j, j is a voiced sibilant. Change, change would be changed, changed. But you can say changed, changed. Where can I change? That's in the infinitive, right? Remember, verbs ending in R, voiced, okay? Remember, remembered, remembered, but you can say remembered, remembered. And then two adjectives that people mispronounce, that Spanish speakers mispronounce. Tired, tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. But you can say tired, tired. Okay, so you make it clear. Bored, bored. But you can say bored, okay? I'm bored. Okay, it's okay. A D or a T is okay. And now the third block with the vowel support. Okay, with the vowel support. If the verb ends in a dental, because you need to add another dental, they can assimilate. So you have to put in between the two dentals an E sound, not A, E. So want, wanted, want, wanted, start, started, start, started, paint, painted, paint, painted, text, texted, text, texted. Te envía un SMS, se diría, I texted you this morning. I texted you this morning. I texted you yesterday. I texted you yesterday. Did you get it? Lo recibido. Did you get it? Download. Download. Downloaded. Downloaded. Need. Needed. Need. Needed. End. Ended. End. Ended. When we tell stories about our weekend, about a night out, we finish with we ended up in a small beach bar. Terminamos en un pequeño chiringuito. We ended up, okay? Usamos ended up, we use ended up to indicate the end of our adventures, not where we ended our adventures. Finally, I want to remember that the past of I have a brother, is had. And you should pronounce this D very clearly, okay? If you say hat, then it does sound like a hat that you put on your head. But anyway, in the context, it would be clear. It would be okay. But try to practice the D with the verb had, okay? So for instance, I had an orange bike when I was a little girl. I had an orange bike when I was a little girl. I had an orange bike when I was a little girl. We had ice cream for dessert. We had ice cream. We had ice cream. We had dice cream. Dice cream, see? We had ice cream for dessert. We had lunch at 3. We had lunch at 3. We had lunch at 3. Or with a D, we had lunch at 3. It's okay. It's better than we have, because it's not present, it's past. And then, nos tomamos algo en la playa. We had a drink on the beach. We had a drink on the beach. Had a. We had a drink on the beach. Okay, now please practice the pronunciation of the ED ending. Reading stories, reading biographies, for instance, my audiobook with the eponyms, or all the biographies that you have in your textbook, which have a listening, so you can listen and read, okay? And then remember to listen to my episode, Irregular Verbs, because this is only the pronunciation of regular verbs in affirmative statements, but you also have to learn the irregular verbs, okay? Okay, have a nice day.